John Faso is the new congressman from the New York 19th District. John, let me ask you this. Paul Ryan is the speaker. A lot of people think he didn't want to be the speaker. He wanted to run for president, but he is the speaker. What kind of relationship do you expect to have with him?
I think it's going to be very good. So far, it's been terrific. I can tell you, having sat in the Republican conference as a incoming member, I've gotten to that privilege to do that on a couple of occasions when we've elected and ratified chairmanships. For instance, we vote on all the chairmen in the House Republican conference. We vote on other leadership positions as well, something they don't do in Albany. So Ryan is someone who is very widely regarded as an honest, fair person. He's extremely well-liked. I think, frankly, he's very well-liked on the Democratic side, too. His personal relationships are important in government and in politics, as they are in other spheres of life. And he's got very good personal relationships with the members of the conference. And you can see that interaction. He's respectful. He makes his point when he needs to, and I'm very impressed with him in my early interaction with him.
Now, you're no slouch when it comes to being a leader. You were the leader of the Republicans in the state assembly. Got any plans now that you're in the Congress?
Well, they're not going to elect me speaker this year, I can tell you that, Alan. But I'm going to work hard. I've asked for committee assignments. We'll find out end of December, beginning of January, what committee assignments we actually receive.
What'd you ask for?
Well, I asked for one of the eight committees, Ways and Means, which is very hard to get on. And but I've pointed out that I have New York is still the financial capital of the country and the world. And we have only one Republican, Tom Reed from Corning, who's a great guy, who's a member on the committee with some seniority now. And I think New York should have a second Republican member in the majority on the Ways and Means Committee, particularly as it relates to tax reform and issues that are going to be important to all of us in New York State. But I think that so that's an important issue. I've also asked for a couple of other committees, knowing full well that it's unlikely that a freshman is going to get appointed to a committee like Ways and Means. It very rarely ever happens, but I'm trying my best.
John Faso, do you have an apartment or a place to live, or there are congresspeople who think it's so expensive in Washington that they camp out on their couches?
Well, I'm working on that. I have some friends that I'm going to stay with temporarily, and my wife and I are talking about exactly what I'm going to do. We're not moving down there, but mm-hmm. I want to have a place where she can come down when she wants to for different events and things that go on a social basis.
So your kids are grown up now, right?
Yes, that's right. They're both working and out on their own. Our daughter, though, just before Labor Day, got a job in Washington, D.C. She has a master's in public health. And between my wife and my daughter, my wife's a registered nurse who went to Georgetown, got her degree in nursing.
And that's where you went, right?
I went to Georgetown Law School.
Yeah.
And our daughter is now working down there. So I have two good health policy advisors in my wife and daughter. And that's an important issue here in our district, because the issue of Lyme disease is one that is really very prevalent. And Chris Gibson did some great work on this in the 21st Century Cures Bill. We have specific Lyme disease provisions that are going to be important for us going forward. And but other issues in terms of veterans' health. And I've talked to many veterans who have expressed to me some of their dismay at the existing mm-hmm. system. But there are many, many issues that affect Hoosick Falls, the water in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg. That's a big issue that affects our district. So, you know, a district as big and wide as this, Ulster County, the reimbursement for Medicare under CMS rules is very disadvantageous to the Kingston Hospital. So that's an issue that's really important. So all throughout this district, and I know one of the great things about WAMC is that virtually the entire 19th Congressional District is covered by your listening area.
You bet.
So it's I hope I can come on frequently, because I think this is a great vehicle to be able to have conversations with you and our constituents.
You're always invited. Not only that, but we would love to invite you to meet with them on our Vox Pop program. So you take the calls and you give them the answers.
Oh, I'd be delighted to do Vox Pop with you.
That's terrific. So
I'd rather take the questions from the constituents than you, Alan.
I'm sure you would. And in the great tradition of Mario Cuomo, that was exactly the right answer. Let me ask you this. Who would you like to see as Secretary of State?
That's a really good question. I haven't given that a lot of thought, but I think someone who has respect in the international community, someone who has perhaps traveled extensively abroad, someone who has some diplomatic, military, or governmental experience, I think would be really important. So whomever the president-elect picks, as of the time we're recording this, obviously we don't know yet, but I think those are the qualities that you want to see in a Secretary of State.
So let me throw out the name of Rudy Giuliani, who some people are leaking is the choice.
You know, I don't know if he is or not. I think, you know, you can follow leaks down every single pathway when it comes to this. But I think the president-elect, a number of the choices that he has that have been publicized so far, both Mayor Giuliani, Mitt Governor Romney, General Petraeus, these are all people that have unique and fine accomplishments. So I think all of them are up to the task. The question really is who the president-elect feels most comfortable working with.
Let me talk to you about Social Security. There have been Republicans in the past who have wanted to make Social Security different, bring it. You had to go to, you know, private companies, or do things like that. You know, I mean, I have to tell you, I love my Social Security. I love my Medicare. I don't want anybody messing around with it. How do you feel about that?
Well, no one is going to mess around with your Social Security or Medicare, Alan. The issue is demographics in our country. The demographics are destiny, as Pat Moynihan used to like to say.
Yes, he did.
And we are living longer, and that's the good news. And we have to make provision for people living longer, because remember, when Social Security was started, the life expectancy was 63 or 64, and the retirement age was 65.
Nobody got there.
And a lot of people didn't get there. But today, our life expectancy, thankfully, is 76, 77, 78. And we know today how many 100-year-olds there will be 30 years from now. Mm-hmm. So the question with the actuaries for Social Security tell us in 18 years, in 2034, Social Security can only pay 77% of the promised benefits. So what I've said is,
assuming you don't raise more money for Social Security one way or the other.
Well, every year the income cap goes up. This coming year, by the way, it's going to go from $118,000 to $126,000 or $127,000.
Explain that real fast.
The amount of income that's subject to Social Security goes up every year. And this coming year, 2017, is going to be one of the largest increases in the earnings cap that we've seen in recent memory. So it's going to go up to about $127,000. Now, some have said just remove the cap entirely. And what I've said on the whole issue of Social Security financing, but also correspondingly Medicare financing, is we've got to pay attention to demographics, and we also have to pay attention to make sure that no one who's on the system now or who's near retirement has any change in their expected benefits.
How near retirement?
I would say anyone over 50, okay? But those under 50, there are going to be changes because they have to be in order to make sure that come 20, 30, 40 years from now, we have something for those people. So that's really the key. The overarching issue with this, as well as all these other topics, is getting greater economic growth. You have more economic growth, you have more people working, and that creates more revenue for the entitlement systems like Medicare and Social Security.
Always wonderful to talk to our friend John Faso, Republican Congressman-elect of New York's 19th District.